Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And good Saturday morning. Hope you are as excited about this morning as I am, because even though, obviously, I will not be participating because of where I am right now, it is opening day of the Louisiana West Zone duck season and the Youth and Veteran Days today and tomorrow for the East Zone. And we're going to take you live to the duck blinds of our field reporters to hear all the action. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery biologists did their annual flyover report, and there is some good news for you this opening week of duck hunting. We'll pass that along to you. And some very important changes in species limit. I want to get to that right now because I know a lot of you are going to be leaving us, even though you could take your listening device with you into the duck blind. But I want to make sure everyone that's duck hunting this morning is aware there have been some important changes in the limits. The bag limit for model ducks, zero. They are off limits for the first 15 days of the season, and then it will be one per day for the remaining 45 days. Also a change in pintails. The daily bag limit of pintails is a generous 3, but only one of those can be a hen. So once you got the one hen pintail, it's got to be drakes only after that. Wanted to get that along to you. All right, and if you are going to be in the blind or you're on your way, we'd love to hear from you, your adventure, along with your comments and questions. We can add that into the reports with our professional captains and marina operators. You do that by texting real time. Your message comes to us at 504-260-1870. This week, you can see another Tigers in the Wild episode on Bayou Wild TV. We take LSU defensive lineman Ahmad Bro into the Gulf of America trying to sack not a quarterback but some big red snappers, so stay tuned for that. You'll hear his comments about it right here. Speaking of red snapper, get those snapper lines out of the Gulf. It's going to be over at midnight tonight. Well, we have reached a quota, and I'll give you some of the figures on that, but be advised that at 12:59 tonight, it ends the red snapper season for 2025, and it's been a good one. This week, we have, again, some comments, some new developments, the latest in that pogey boat issue. We'll pass that along to you. And this week, we have a very special Bad Boy of the Outdoors feature, starring one of Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries' finest enforcement agents who has a story of his own. You don't want to miss that. Again, bring your phone or your iPad with you. Into the truck, the boat, the blind. Well, if you're in the truck, you can listen to it on terrestrial radio, they call it. And you don't want to miss any of the show. And don't forget, if you do, sleep late, whatever, you can always hear the replays. Go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. If you're headed out this morning, Here's what the forecast is going to be looking like for you. Offshore, if you're going after those last day snappers, northeast winds 8 to 15, but only about a 1 to 2 foot sea. On the interior lakes and bays, those northeast winds will be 6 to 12 knots. Tomorrow, get a little bit of a switch, southwest 8 to 15 offshore with a 1 to 2 foot sea, and southwest winds on the interior lakes and bays 6 to 12. Average tide, not much to write home about, only a 0.4 foot movement of tide. Mississippi River still hanging down there low at 2.0. Water temperatures are rising. The lakes are up to 66 and the Gulf is at 71. So the stage is set. It's a great weekend. Got fishing reports, duck hunting reports, deer hunters are getting out there. It's a great time of the year as we head toward that Thanksgiving weekend coming up in a couple of weeks. All right, we'll be right back after this time out. We're going to start off in Shell Beach, get a little recap on how Robbie Campo's hunting trip went, and then get the fishing information for you if you're headed down to St. Bernard to fish Hopedale, Shell Beach, Delacroix, any of those areas there. Robbie's got the scoop for you. He is next, and he's coming up on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And coming back to dish out some of those choice shrimp down at Campo's Marina, Robbie Campo, fresh from a hunting trip. And Robbie, how did the hunt go?
Well, Don, I tell you, I didn't bag the big one. That's all I'm gonna tell you. I shot it and with a crossbow and hit it in the left shoulder. And put a dog on it. We looked for 2.6 miles across three different farms, and it just didn't get it. And 3 days later, the deer's on camera eating again. So,
you know, well, that's the good news. He's going to give you another shot, maybe. Yeah. Hit him in the right flank this time.
Yeah. So hopefully this animal makes it. I hate losing animals. I was sick about it.
Oh,
just
yeah,
a dandy buck, though, man. He's a 5.5-year-old mainframe eight with a lot of sticker points at the bottom, bases as big as Coke bottles. But, Don, I'll tell you something I want to touch on really quick. You know, we're in a full swing of deer season. Just about, you know, even in the South, you know, we've got a lot of gun seasons opening up everywhere. Guys, we touched on this last year. Check your stands, man. Go look. You know, the straps get rotten over time. And if you got it in your mind where you're going to go on opening day, go check that stand and make sure the straps are good. You know, you got three people, just in this little tri-state area where our local news comes from up there in Kentucky. We had three people, you know, one fell out of a ladder stand that the strap broke on, and the other two were in lock-ons. Guys, you got to wear safety belts. You got to do, hunting safety systems has the best around for a safety belt to go. It's with a slide rope, and you may dangle from the tree, but you won't be broken up when you hit the ground. 20-foot Millennium stand crashed over, straps broke. Guys, can't walk right now. Spinal cord injuries. You don't need this. And if you think, I'm 57, Don. I wear it. I don't want to be that guy. I don't think the Eating Better Tonight card, the EBT card, is going to pull me through for the rest of my days. You understand? So, you got to use some common sense here, guys, and start checking your stands and making sure that these straps are good. And a lot of people don't think about it, and it's just safety first. That's all I'm saying. So do your due diligence and check your stand before you get in that thing, because you don't want to be that guy that's crippled up. So
well, there's so many more hunting accidents and fatalities from people falling out of stands than ever been shot. That's for sure. And one chilling memory I have, it happened. It was over 20 years ago, but a young guy got up in his stand. He fell out of it, and the way he fell. He had cut some small saplings to make a clear shot, and he left it like a punji stag. It went through his jugular vein and instantly died right there on the scene. So you can't be too careful when you're out there and climbing stands in the dark and early morning hours. And God forbid you got an old rickety, rotten stand that you haven't checked. You got to do that. So I'm glad you brought that up, Robbie. But let's talk some fishing now.
Yeah, let's talk some fishing. So, I got back Friday. It's been Thursday evening. Don, this place is on fire. The fishing is as good as I've ever seen it. The only downdraw that we're going to have – now, look, this is the morning that people wait for. This morning is what people are waiting for. You know, it's calm. The conditions are right. We had two cold fronts come through here. Trout are eating up. The only problem is today we don't have much tide.
No.
So we don't have a whole lot of tide movement. We only got a couple tenths of a foot of tide. So I think we're on this neat tide thing or whatever. But if you find some moving water, you will catch fish, people, I promise you. And I'm not going to go naming spots. I don't care where you want to go. If you like fall fishing in Lake Bourne on the eastern shoreline, you pick a spot, you're going to catch fish there. If you like going behind Hopedale, you want to go to Delacroix, you want to go, you name it. Where you like to fish in the fall, go there today. Today, if you can find some moving water, you will catch fish there, people, I promise you. Don, you know I'm a live bait guy, but it's been what and what with plastics and live bait. I would still take some live bait for insurance policy, because you might get out there and they might not want plastics. They might only want live shrimp. So take just a few with you. You don't have to go load up on them. Because plastics have been working great. This is coming from a guy who sells live bait. So, you know what I mean? Take some. Don't go without it. But I'm just saying that plastics have been the Marker 54, the Matrix Shads. They've been, man, it's been a phenomenal bite all week. Reds, and Don, I tell you, what's really crazy is I don't think I've heard more people complain. Man, the flounder thing is just out of control. I think we're going to have to relook at this. We're going to have to bring this up, and Wally Fisher's going to have to look at this. Man, I hear, of course, this is the time of the year that, flounders bite. Come back, man, I had to throw 5 doormats away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make the laws, people. We just have to go by them. So, if it be up to me, I think the flounder has rebounded, enough to reopen it. But that's all got to be done through through wildlife and fisheries, not us. So, but I think it needs to be relooked at. Red fishing has just been great. The sheephead along the Long Rocks have been on fire. So if you want to go do that, there's that to go do. Snapper fishing, we're winding down on this deal here. I think this is the last weekend. So if you want to get that in, you're going to have an opportunity to do it this weekend. It's going to be nice and calm out there, or it should be calm out there. It was calm out there yesterday. I don't know what today's – I think the wind's supposed to pick up a little bit on the evening time. But if you get out there this morning, there's zero wind here right now, Don. It's just been a phenomenal morning. We've got plenty of duck hunters going out. It is a little cool. I thought it was going to be hotter than this, but it's a little cool, which is really good. The flying teeth might be out there, so you might want to bring some bug spray.
I haven't
experienced them here yet, but I got the bug spray handy and ready when they do show up.
Don't leave home without it, that's for sure. Well, I'll tell you, the stage is set. It's a great weekend to get out, those snapper 12:59 tonight, it's off limit, so you got to get them today if you're going to catch you some snapper. And you got to wait till the end of the month to get those flounder, and what a shame that is. Maybe they can do some type of a declaration of emergency without going through another check of what the species status is. A lot of times they got to do a formal sampling and get pure evidence that the stock is recovered, but perhaps because if the information's overwhelming, what the biologists are checking at the docks, maybe they could do a kind of a reverse emergency. Normally it's an emergency to close something. Maybe they could do it to reopen something, where maybe for next year they can take a look at it and do away with that closure during this time of year, because as you say, there's no better time for flounders than right now.
Absolutely. So, look, our stage is set. Our crew's here. If you're coming down fishing St. Bernard Parish today, hook a left at the bridge and come on and see us, and we wait for you. Our crew's ready, and we're going to get you going and get you in the water.
Sorry about your buck, but the good news is he's still there. That's what keeps you going back again,
That's right. I'll be back. I'll be going back between Christmas and New Year's, and hopefully he's still around.
All right, my friend. We'll see you next time.
All right, Don. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo. Go down and see him. He's got lots of stories and info he can tell you. All right, coming back after this, going to talk about the duck report, wildlife and fisheries, also the numbers on the red snapper, the closure there, and your text message is coming to us at 504-260-1870. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, let's start off with some text messages. We got some deer and duck hunters out there this morning up early with us. We have the backstrap stacker. He's checking in. He's in the piney woods of Clark County, Alabama, and he just dropped off the little backstrap stacker, and we should have some fresh backstraps for the Bama game this afternoon. Everyone have a great day. I hope you do. Let's see. Bama is playing, I believe, Oklahoma, who's about 7-2, and, of course, the Crimson Tide, after putting it on LSU, they're 8-1. Boy, what a season they're having, a pretty good one. That game, I think kickoff's about 2:30. So, yeah, you should have your backstraps ready by then. All right, we got the Steel Man. They're duck hunting down at Pecan Island. He's got a crew. He's got Big Burr Pro, Terry Hayes, Ian Max, and Big Sugar. They had swordfish on the grill last night. Ooh, I hate you. And they're hoping for the ducks tonight. And he reminds everyone, as I said earlier, watch out for the model ducks. There are zero limit on those resident model ducks. Don't confuse them with mallards or grays. Make sure you identify the species before you pull the trigger. All right, our friend Wingbone, he's carving out one of those Wingbone calls. Hopes to get out for a couple of days of deer hunting over there in Wilmer, Alabama. And we've got this one coming in, says, enjoying the show in the box blind. This is from Slim Dunbar. Looking for some deer in St. Francisville this morning. And we always have our harness on if I'm in the tree, but prefer my comfy box stand. Yeah, I'm with you there, Slim. You can't beat a nice, comfortable box stand with a sliding window. And here's one, says, love the show. Very informative on the early mornings. Live bait or artificial in Myrtle Grove? What do you hear they're hitting? I tell you, a fantastic report is going to come in from our friend Eric Mohabarak. He had it yesterday, and I forgot to ask him what kind of bait he was using. I think he was using the plastics, but we'll confirm that when we get him on, so stay tuned. Here's one, says, have you ever bled your fish out prior to cleaning and filleting? I tried it on catfish. It's pretty amazing results with totally white meat. That's Big E from Thibodeau. Yes, that definitely can help cut the tail and bleed it if you're hanging it. One of the ones that you really do that, a shark, it's extremely necessary you do that on shark because it removes some of the ammonia out of it. Here's one. Happy hunting. All the hunters this morning headed to Pearl River, WMA, from the Gray Light Bandits. Well, go ahead and Gray Light Bandits. I love that term. Yeah, hunting in the gray light. All right. Recreational Red Snapper, as I mentioned, it's going to shut down tonight at 12:59. It's over. The Creel estimates indicate that almost a million pounds, 921,880, which was 103% of our annual quota, has been caught through November 2nd. So once the data's all been reported through November the 16th, which is tomorrow, they'll get the final estimate with the complete landings. And if it needs to, if we got whatever overage there is, will be deducted from the 2026 season. But I got to tell you, this 2025 red snapper season, a lot of it largely due to the good weather we had. Huge success. We had 200 days of fishing for red snapper, and that's all thanks to that Louisiana-developed La Creole program. Great news. All right, duck hunters, before you get out there, listen to this. They flew over, and, man, let me tell you, there's some changes here. The November survey estimate, 1.2 million ducks in Louisiana's coastal region and in the Little River Basin, is 143% higher than last November. But you got to remember, it wasn't a very high bar. Last November, it was a record low. It was the worst since records were being kept at only 500,000 birds. And we're still very well below the long-term average, and I don't know if that will ever return. But listen to this. We've got a tremendous amount of birds, ringnecks especially. They are up 19,000% change in ringnecks. Last year at this time we had 2,000. This year 382,000. So you're lucky to see some of those ringneck ducks. Don't confuse them with the dogri. Shovelers are up 436%. 102,000 this year, 19,000 last year. 219% change in green-winged teal. There's 83,000 this year as opposed to 26 last year. And here's one for those southeast and a lot of the southwest hunters, too. Gray ducks, gadwall, they're up 216% change. And what's here in Louisiana, this is a flyover, was done this week, and the birds were visually counted, 275,000 and 87,000 last year. So there is some good news for you first split duck hunters out there, and we're going to hear from some of the duck blinds a little bit later on when the shooting hours open up. Right after this, we're going to come back with an early edition of the Bad Boys, the Outdoors, and I love the agent that participated in this case. We'll tell you that story right after we take this quick station identification pause. That's next. First, a commercial break on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I got some freshwater fishing report. If you're interested in trying to get some of those fall sockle, Blaine Salter sent me one. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Also, I want to remind you, coming up, the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. What a great organization. They do a lot of charity things and also take care of their members in need. LWAA is the initials, Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. And coming up in Lafayette, there will be a charity golf tournament on April 25th, and they wanted to get this information out early because if you're going to be a sponsor and you're a business owner and you want to write it off on your taxes as a donation for 2025, you can do that now. And it's going to be it's a four-person scramble, $600 per team. They've got some AR-15 rifles that are fitted to shoot golf balls with 223 blanks. That is so cool. And they got lots of raffles and awards. The longest drive, closest to the pin. There's also, you can win a lifetime hunting and fishing license. You can find out all about the sponsorship packages and get the dates and how to get signed up, whether you want to be a participant or a sponsor. Go to supportlwaa.org. That is supportlwaa.org. Or if you want, shoot me a text at our text number, and I will put you in touch with Lucas Hidalgo, give you his direct telephone number and email if you want to contact him. Right now, we're going to take a quick 10-second pause. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about one of those special agents made a very special case, and we'll tell you why right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. On November the 5th, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries enforcement agents cited a West Monroe man for allegedly illegal possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. We get a lot of these cases. The story begins when Agent Sergeant Tyler Wheeler, remember that name, and Corporal Taurus White were on patrol in Ouachita Parish when near Darbon Bayou on the evening of November 2nd. They observed an ATV without any lights returning from a wooded area. They followed the ATV on foot to a nearby residence, and when they made contact with the operator of the ATV, who was identified as Thomas White, he was in possession of a 25-06 bolt-action rifle. The agent seized the rifle and later learned that White was a convicted felon who was not allowed to be in possession of that firearm. They contacted the Union Parish Sheriff's Office. They arrested White for being a fugitive from justice and booked him into the Union Parish Jail. Then the agents cited White at the jail for illegally possessing a firearm by a convicted felon. At his upcoming day in court, facing a maximum penalty of a $5,000 fine and 20 years in jail, is 61-year-old Thomas White of West Monroe, our bad boy of the outdoors. Now, you might recall hearing nearly 8 years ago on this program, on January 7, 2017, one of those agents, Senior Agent Tyler Wheeler, who at the time was 25, about 2 a.m. in Morehouse Parish, he was shot four times, including once in the head, once in the back, while questioning a crazed motorist, 31-year-old Amethyst Baird. And she was later arrested by Louisiana State Police. After numerous surgeries, countless hours of physical therapy, Wheeler was cleared to return to full-time duty later that very same year. I had the privilege to meet this remarkable young husband and father at a Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association event. Now, he could have walked away after recovery, but he went right back into protecting our natural resources. So this morning, let's give a special shout-out to Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Sergeant Tyler Wheeler, one of the very many astute and efficient and dedicated enforcement agents of our Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Thank you so much, Sergeant Wheeler. All right, back to our text message board. Let's see, we got any freshwater fishing reports? Yes, I do have one. Stay tuned. I'll work it in there. I got it from Blaine Salter on Sockalay. This one says, Don, I've been listening to you since I was a kid. I'm 41. Now, Dad always turned on going fishing in the morning. Ain't nobody else like Don. That's very kind of you to say, and thank you. Yeah, if you're 41, you were 5 years old riding in the truck with your dad when I started this show. All right, this one says, Don, I hope your melaton vines made it through the frost freeze earlier this week. I covered mine. They made it through fine, but still waiting to pick my first. Slow going this year, but gifted some heirlooms to cook by a friend. Still recovering from 2 weekends of gumbo festivals and tasting around 45 gumbos. Oh, I know how that judging can be. He's going to rest up his taste bud. That's from our friend in Mobile, David Hubble. David, I'm worried about my melatons. I couldn't get over there in time to cover them. The leaves look wilted. The stems look good. The flowers look good. And I found one little tiny melaton. I think that snow, those 10 inches of snow really set them back this year on the melaton production. But I'm not sure. The plants are going to survive, but whether I'll get a crop this year, jury's out, but I'm not too hopeful. All right, we're going to take a quick time out, and when we come back, we're going to let you hear from Ahmad Bro, LSU defensive lineman, who will be playing in the Arkansas game later, actually this morning, very early game. In fact, the pregame starts right after I go off the air and on many of these same stations, and that is very, very rare. We're back to hear Ahmad Bro on his red snapper trip right after we pause for these 3 minutes on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Those of you who are viewers of Bayou Wild TV, my 30-minute outdoor show that airs all across the coast and streams, you can find out all the days where it shows and the times and the listings for the channels at Bayou Wild TV.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TV.com. We also have a YouTube channel. If you can't find it on a station near you, you can always catch it on YouTube. This week, episode 199 is called Go Bro. Both of those were ending in X's with Tigers in the Wild, Ahmad Bro, LSU Tiger. And we got a little presentation for you. This Tigers in the Wild preview is presented by Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. Here he is, Ahmad Bro.
Well, Ahmad, thanks for coming back. And, you know, I was looking at some of our pictures from our trip, just kind of reminiscing. I was kind of curious, have you ever been to Sycamore Point and that part of Louisiana?
I actually have. You know, when I was younger, me and my dad, you know, he took me out there for my first fishing trip.
Oh, wow.
You know, I was about 6 years old. You know, it was a great experience. You know, we were catching drum out there, stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, it brought back some memories when we went back.
Just recap our trip a little bit. You know, we had some weather delays. We had to fight some elements. Tell me what your expectations were. This was your first trip on an offshore to see the blue water. Mm. What were some of your expectations?
You know, my expectation going out there, I thought maybe I would get hooked on something I didn't want to get hooked on to. But I knew we were going to catch a lot because, you know, salt water, I mean, you drop it in there, you know, something's coming back up.
Yeah.
No matter what.
You told me you spent some time watching the YouTube videos, yeah, kind of get a little idea of
what was going on. I was like, bro, this looks like it hurts. You know what I'm saying? Like, my forearms started hurting before we even got out there.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that for sure.
Yeah.
So tell me, we got in the boat. We got that break in the weather. What were some of the emotions you were feeling as we started out into the
Man, launch? I was like, it's kind of rocky, ain't it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the boat was rocking, you know, it was a unique experience for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but I was excited to get out there, you know, catch some red snapper because I never did that before.
Right.
So yeah, it was definitely a unique experience. I enjoyed it.
Yep. So we made a pretty long run. About an hour and a half, maybe almost 2 hours out in the boat, we get to the spot. And so as soon as we got there and we dropped down, it was almost automatic, wouldn't you say?
Automatic. I dropped it in there and then I got hooked onto something like right away, but then I missed it. Uh-huh. Getting hooked onto something that big and then you feel that force, like, you know, it's, yeah.
I saw you guys, you know, kind of getting used to your body position, handling the reel.
Yeah.
And I looked over, dude, and I saw those biceps curling and the sweat coming off you. I said, man, that dude's working hard. And you were definitely, tell me what that was like and the, I guess, the physicality of offshore fishing.
Man, it's definitely like you watch like channels like Y'all and like Black Tape H and stuff like that. It looks like it's kind of fun, but like you would never think it like tired dry like that. Like I was tired, and like that's not even like a huge fish.
You caught the biggest fish of the day. Tell us a little bit about that guy.
Man, it took about 5 minutes to get him up on the boat, but you know, it was a nice feeling. Yep. To catch that, man, I've never done anything like that before, and it was a beautiful fish, you know, beautiful red, like beautiful red, and yeah, I was actually proud of myself that day.
You said the first trip was to Sycamore. Tell us about some of your earliest memories. You grew up in Ruston. Tell us a little bit about some of your earliest memories of being in the outdoors and who influenced you.
Man, you know, who really influenced me to be outdoors, you know, I was younger. I was actually, I grew up in Lafayette up until I was about 10 years old.
Okay.
So, like my grandpa, you know, he had me out on, you know, we had like a little stable, you know, horseback riding and stuff like that. You know, I was always outside and then there were like little creeks and stuff. I would go fishing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But not seriously though. I mean, I'll just throw a hook in there and hope I catch something. But yeah, he really inspired me, you know, to go outside. And my grandma too, you know, she inspired me with gardening.
And you said growing up in Ruston, you and your buddies in high school, y'all would get together and go on hunts and spend some time in the woods?
Oh yeah, most definitely, yeah. Like, man, even like a party or something, it would always, you know, it would be outside in the woods somewhere, like with a fire or something, like something like that, you know, like hog hunting especially, you know, if that's year round, you can do that anytime.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's just, you know, we know how to have a good time.
And that was LSU defensive lineman Ahmad Bro, Red Snapper Fishing, and both Lance Burgers, our co-host for Tigers in the Wild. You can see that full episode. Go to BayouWildTV.com. Very interesting to see. You know, when I get a hold of those big red snapper and they're down deep and you feel like you're struggling, then you look at these 300-pound guys with big biceps, been working out all their life, and they're struggling getting them up there too. Kind of makes you feel a little bit better. All right, well, we were asked about a freshwater report. I got that coming up, but first we got a report from Grand Isle, where it's been known to catch a few red snapper down in that area. Also, speckled trout and redfish, and Captain Darrell Carpenter is going to join us to give us some advice. If you want to get down in that area and catch some fish, he's got some advice for you. He does it every week for us. It's realscreamers.com. His name, Captain Darrell Carpenter, and you're going to hear him next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Yeah, we've had a couple of cold fronts. In fact, a freeze in northern parts of the state. Down along the coast, we've had a couple of fronts that moved through, and that helps along with that speckled trout transition. Let's find out what's going on in Grand Isle. Darryl Carpenter joins us. And, Darryl, looks like to me the stage should be set except for pretty much a slack tide. Only got about 0.4 feet. But otherwise, we're going to have some light winds, and the temperature should be right. How's the fishing going to be this weekend?
Well, Don, it's been pretty good. I mean, after this, you know, the cold front blew through and it calmed down, it took a couple of days, the water started cleaning up a little bit. The problem is, you know, the problem we're running into, and I believe it relates back to that freeze earlier this year, is we don't have big gangs of fish. You're constantly having to move around. You know, we're finding that if you get five or six speckled trout in one area instead of what we're accustomed to, you know, those hour and a half long trips this time of the year, if you get six or seven in one area, you're doing really well, but that's usually the end of that, and you got to move and find them somewhere else. We just need, you know, we need some time to recover from that freeze, I do believe. But with that said, we've been doing a lot of moving around and a lot of, you know, filling in the box at by the end of the day. You take yesterday, we had everything but the flounder. I mean, black drum, redfish, some speckled trout mixed in, sheephead are starting to show up. So there's a wide variety to fill your day. Now, what we have found, strangely, the last few days, and perhaps it had something to do with the shock of this cold front, is this week the fish have been heavily dependent on live shrimp. You know, we use a lot of finfish this time of the year. You know, we got some pogies left, mostly cockahoe minnows, that type of stuff. But man, if when there's live shrimp available right now, this past week's the time you wanted to have them because they were heavily dependent on that. But other than that, like I said, Don, we've been running from one oyster reef to another, from one platform to another. And while we're not, you know, we're not talking about the 70 to 100 trout that we're used to this time of the year. We're sure putting together some fine boxes and a lot of variety.
Yeah, well, that's what you call run and gun fishing, and sometimes you're forced to do that. What time frame do you give it when you get to a spot? If you don't get a bite, how long do you fish that spot before you move to another?
You know, we've been averaging 30, 45 minutes. Back, mm-hmm. Unless, you know, some areas, it all depends, and it's intuition. I mean, you know, we pulled up to one of our normal, really good fall spots the other day. The water had cleaned up good, and it's an area I normally would have given 30, 45 minutes. But, you know, when we got there, it was devoid of activity, and it's, you know, it's one of those things. There were no dolphin. There were no pogies flopping. You know, there was just no bait present. So it's like, we're here. We ran here. Let's give it three or four casts. And after nothing, then we left. So intuition plays into it a little bit. And, you know, if you've got bait around and you're confident in the spot, give it that 30, 45. If you get there and it just doesn't look right, we give it three or four casts because we ran there, then move on.
Darryl, you know, a great sign of feeding fish, the presence and the feeding and activity is when you spot birds. But you don't really see them too much this time of year. I guess that's because the fish are feeding down deep and not really driving that prey up to the surface for the birds to spot.
Yeah, we are accustomed to seeing some flocks of birds, especially when you start getting into that transition area between, you know, our open bays and that marsh. But there's just been a void of them this year, and I believe that is it. I believe that, you know, we don't have the big schools of fish that are driving those shrimp to the surface. Those shrimp like to stay deep, and it takes a school of fish acting on them to push them to the top, and we just haven't seen that this year. That front, Don, just one thing we have found all week long, and not just myself, but everybody else is talking about it too, that front did drop the water temperatures into the low 60s, and it looks like it was a little bit of a shock for our white trout. Because, man, look, we had been totally void of white trout all week since that front came through. So I think it may have pushed those white trout out into the Gulf. And the good news that comes with it is we fished all week, and I think all week long we've caught two hardheads. So the hardheads have pretty much been pushed out into the Gulf, too. So times are changing, and it's starting to look, you're going to have to start looking into those deeper holes. And holding real hard, we find that the redfish have not been scattered in the marsh. They've been holding on structure. So oyster reefs, rocks, rigs, platforms, that's where the reds have been holding this past week.
All right. That's some great information to where not to fish sometimes. Darryl, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, we got some holiday seasons coming up. People have time off. Kids are out of school. Good time to book some trips. They can find you on my website. Give them your website and phone number.
They can find most of the information on realscreamers.com. Or if it's time to talk fishing, just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Thank you for the report. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Don.
All right, there he goes. You too. Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com, operates out of the great location of Grand Isle. All right, when we come back, got some updates, some new information on the Pogi issue. I'm sure you'll be happy to hear that. Also, we're going to talk to Eric Mohabarak, get a paddler's report. He got caught up in a bull redfish frenzy. He'll tell you about that. Also, there was a yellowfin tuna caught off of a pier. And that's a great opportunity for people who can never get offshore and still want to fish for some blue water species. We'll tell you where and when that happened. And we're going to visit the duck blinds of Mike Smith with Louisiana Duck Hunts, Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures, and my buddy Captain Kirk out there out west. We'll get into his duck blind and find out what's happening, because legal shooting hours in some parts of the state have already begun on this opening day. We'll be back with another full hour on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, a little later on this hour, we're going to concentrate on duck hunting. We're going to take you into the duck blinds and find out what's flying and what's dying in the marshes and coastal areas, the west zone of Louisiana. It's opening morning. But before we do that, I want to spend a little time talking about the very controversial and very popular issue that's floating around right now, particularly on social media, and that is the effort for the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries to reduce the half-mile buffer for the pogey boats to operate to one quarter mile in most areas off the Louisiana coast. If you've been following this, there was a 4-3 vote in the commission meeting that was held last week, and it was determined that they passed it, and it's going to go forward for more a comment period. I see it going to the legislature, and it'll be determined there. But some new developments. One, you may recall, a lot of people are talking about Governor Landry's been driving this because he appoints these commissioners, and people have wanted to know his opinion on it. I contacted his office probably over a week ago, and for him to come on this show and state his opinion, or at least issue a statement if he couldn't make it to do a live interview, on what he thinks about this issue. And so far, I've heard nothing. Now, it's got to be three reasons why I'm not hearing from him. One, he doesn't think it's an important enough issue to get involved in. Two, he doesn't think this show is important enough and has people who are interested in hearing his opinion. Or number three, maybe there's something he does not want to talk about with regards to his relationship with the menhaden industry. Which do you think it is? I'd like to hear from you on that. Now, I did get some new updated information from a listener, someone who was at the commission meeting and submitted a formal request from them. He had a presentation, and in it, he mentions several things. But one important thing, and I picked up on this right away, and I mentioned it last week, two of the commissioners, the chairman, Segrera, and Nathan Wall, one of the members, voted in this and voted for it. But yet they are involved in the alligator industry, which will be directly impacted because the feed for alligators is made from pogies. So the cost of the feed will be reduced if they catch more pogies and allowed to operate closer in. So what this results is what I thought was a violation of an ethics, because the Louisiana Board of Ethics, under Louisiana ethics law, if you violate that, and it says that these commissioners should abstain from voting on any issue that personally impacts them, the question is going to be, and there has been a formal request sent to the Louisiana Ethics Board by this person to look into it. And I think if it's either real, if they didn't vote because if it can be said that they voted in the best interest of the industry and all the natural resources, fine. And they say, I didn't vote that way because it benefits my business. But if it's perceived that way, and it is being perceived, I think they should have abstained from voting. They shouldn't have voted at all. And if that's the case, it would overturn the vote from 4-3 to 3-2 to ban it. But anyway, listen to what they would be facing consequences if they are found in violation. They could be fined up to $10,000. They could be suspended from their position as a commissioner. There would be rescission of the contracts or permits, which means this particular issue would be negated, and they would be responsible for repayment of any financial gains plus 50% penalty, which would not apply in this because it would basically stop him from making the change and moving in closer. So anyway, those are some developing issues there. Also, I have seen the amount of campaign contributions from the companies, Daybrook Fisheries, Westbrook Fisheries, Omega Protein, those pokey companies, and the amount of money that they have dumped over the years into the Louisiana legislators' campaign funds is reprehensible. I mean, it is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, basically trying to buy the votes of Louisiana legislators. There's nothing illegal about it, and they can say it had nothing to do with the way I voted, but you and I know better. Anyway, the plot is thickening, and we'll track this issue as it develops through the commission. Their next meeting, it'll be addressed again, I'm sure, and then again in the 90-day period of comment, and then next spring's legislative session, it will be there, and we'll keep you up to date on what's happening, particularly with this formal appeal to the Louisiana Ethics Board. We want to follow through on that. So that's your pokey boat story. When we come back after this, we got fishing reports coming in from Captain Mike Gallo. Also, we're going to hear a great report from one of our paddler reporters, Eric Mohabarak. He got caught in what I'm calling a bull redfish frenzy. They ate him up. He'll tell you the story. You'll hear all of that plus some duck blind calls right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born in the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. You know, great to have it in the summertime, but it's a must in the wintertime. You do not want to spend time out when a front's coming through, cold weather coming in, and you get stopped because you've got a dead battery, you run out of fuel, or any engine problems at all. If you encounter any of that, it's one call away, and they're on the way to the rescue. Call him. You can get Captain Chris, and he'll sign you up for $249. That's an entire year, and it is renewable. Makes a great Christmas gift for a boater on your list, too. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. Or you can do it online. That's even easier. Go to CETO.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, boy, you got a lot of choices today. You know, a lot of times we're talking about a lot of things are taken away and there's less options. But, man, it should be wide open this morning as long as you stay out of duck ponds where those plastic ducks are floating around.
I agree, Don. There's plenty of options. And I have fished plenty of places this week. The Biloxi Mars, the Mr. Go, as well as Lake Pontchartrain, and successful everywhere. I would say that yesterday with a very small tide, it was somewhat of a grind. I'm in Lake Pontchartrain as we speak, and the tide's moving much better. It's falling pretty good at the moment, so as long as that stays moving, I think we'll have success.
Very good. Yeah, what would you say would be the best place for somebody that just wants speckled trout? They're not interested in redfish, sheephead, drum, or any of that, but they are strictly speck enthusiasts. Where would you suggest?
Well, assuming the tide stays moving, the bridges in Pontchartrain have been productive, and I did catch more trout than anything else yesterday. Of course, I was mainly bouncing plastics.
Yeah, so I guess that's some of those World Series trout. What were the size on them?
I had some up to, we had some from 16 to 18. I didn't have anything bigger than 18, although one of the other boats that were out had one 22 inches.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll take 16 to 18 all day long. That's great fish. That's good fish.
Yeah, we had that cold snap earlier in the week, mm-hmm. which you know, brought the fish into deeper, more confined water. But since then, it's warmed up quite a bit, and the fish seem to have fanned out. So they're not far from deep water, and that's a good tip. Concentrate close to deep water, but I think as the day wears on, they'll migrate into a little bit shallower water.
For redfish, one of your favorite spots, that North Biloxi Marsh, man, that's got to be a winner today, except you just don't have a lot of tide, but you can hunt them down if it's calm and light winds.
I did go earlier in the week in the Biloxi Marsh. We did see quite a few redfish. They just did not want to eat. We caught three, and two were over, so we had to throw them back. And then we changed gears and went trout fishing with popping corks in the main bayous, where there was current lines rolling around points, and we had pretty fair success doing that.
Yeah, sometimes plan B outdoes plan A for sure. Micah, have you been experiencing any of this fog? I've got information here to put out a little bit of a fog warning, but I think that's more on the roadways and highways than on the water. What are you finding?
We shot across from my dock to, I'm at the mouth of Chef Pass right now as we speak, and there's a little bit of fog, but not bad. I would say visibility is at least a half a mile.
Are you hearing any shots yet?
I haven't heard any shots as of yet. I'm hearing popping corks.
Yeah, that's a great sound, too, when you throw a popping cork. Well, Mike, any other advice for fishing this time? We're headed into the Thanksgiving holidays. This is normally when things change, and looks like it's changed for the better, huh?
Yeah, the fish moved closer to deeper water, and I don't see them moving much further out from there. They'll remain pretty close to deep water and in case we have some really cold. But that'll probably be the pattern until our water temperatures get in the low 50s.
Got it. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and schedule holiday fishing, I know you got multiple boats. You got lodging that holds considerable amount of people. They can find you on my website. Give them your website and your phone number if they want to check your schedule and get a trip in with you.
Very simple, Don. You can find me at aaofla.com. We're at Angling Adventures of Louisiana on social media. Or the telephone number is 985-781-7811.
All right. Get them popping corks working, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then.
There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, our Born on the Bayou guy. All right, coming back after this, we're going to talk to our paddling field reporter, Eric Mahabarak. He's got a lot to talk about. They got the Falling Tide Tournament coming up. Fishing off the Pensacola Beach has been phenomenal. Bridge and probably kayakers, too. I've seen them right off that curve. And also, he got into a bull redfish frenzy in a kayak. He'll tell you all about it. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. It's time for our stroking/paddlers/peddlers report, brought to you in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Club, and it's sponsored by No Wake Outfitters. You're going to find them at 1926 Airline Drive. If you've never been there, stop in. It's a very unique little shop. They've got lots of gear in there, the local tackle that's used here, some wearing good-looking apparel to put on when you get out there, and also they got the actual paddle sports equipment and some kayaks. And they are fly shop specialists. You can check into their fly tying and fly fishing classes, which are held periodically. They open at 10 a.m. Check it out. It's Justin. He'll be there, and he can give you any information you need. They also got some pretty good fishing reports. That's No Wake.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Outfitters, get that name? Love it. 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Captain Eric Mohabarak joins us for the Paddler's Report. And, Eric, we got the Fallen Tide to talk about. We got the Pensacola Pier to talk about and your bull redfish frenzy. So you start wherever you like. Yeah. We got a lot to cover. Yeah.
Well, I forgot to tell you about the West End Pier opened up. I wanted to put that out there for everybody. They just opened that up. So there you go, a little place for everybody to go fish. But let's start with the Fallen Tide, man. December 6th, held at the Delta Marina down in Plaquemines Parish in Empire, Louisiana. Entry fees $90. It's a motor-friendly tournament. And it's a slam tournament, and they'll also have a slam, speckled trout, redfish, and flounder. They'll also have the single categories, redfish, speckled trout, and flounder. You know, I don't know if they're doing first, second, and third or that, or just first place on the big fish awards. But it's always a good time. They're going to have a bunch of good food down there. Mitch always takes care of us very well down there, and I highly suggest everybody in on going.
Yep, and if you get your registration in before November 28th, you can save that $10 penalty fee by signing up. So that's always a good one, and it looks like the stage is set. You fished in that area. Tell us about that trip you had. Amazing.
No, Don, it was very simple. I went out to catch 4 redfish because we wanted some dinner. And it just turned into a complete, well, not a nightmare. It was great, but it was just unbelievable amount of oversized fish. I did not catch one undersized fish. It took me basically all day to catch 4 slots. I caught so many bull reds. I caught 3 bull drum and the rest were bull reds. You know, I just got tired of catching them, and I was fishing in 1 to 2 feet of water, and I was avoiding them at one point, trying just to get away from them, and I was still catching them. And I moved locations, and they were there too, and oh man, it was just a mess. And I'm out there, and I'm not far from land, from shore, you know, less than a mile and a half. And it was just one of those days that you just couldn't keep them off your rod. I mean, I got pulled and yanked and twisted and throwing fish in the boat, and everything feels like I worked a tuna trip, you know, by the end of the day. It was
and they broke your rod up too, didn't they?
Yeah, they gave me a travel rod. The number 27 hit me with a snapped rod, and I can't complain about the rod. The rod had held up. It's a lighter rod. The rod held up for quite a few years, so it was great. You know,
what bait were you throwing?
I was throwing a saltwater assassin die dapper, and when that rod broke, I just grabbed my spoon and I went to that, and that's the only 2 lures I used the whole day.
You know, it was probably one of those situations where they would have hit anything you threw at them, you know, when they like that.
Yeah, well, something that I found when I cleaned those which let me tell you, these flat fish were from 24 to 26, so they're not small fish, you know. But when I cleaned those fish, their bellies was full of crabs. So that's why they were hitting the spoon. And most probably the bait I was using, because it was a dark color bait with a chartreuse tail, you know. Yep. And I'm thinking it was imitating the crabs, because there were a lot of them with tail. And I went into one pond, they must have had 30 or 40 fish tailing into it. Another one, I scooted down the bank. It was just one of those days in South Louisiana that you just can't explain to people. When you tell them, they don't believe you.
Well, you know, I watched a video from Mississippi, Florida, Pensacola, a guy catching that yellowfin tuna off the pier. Tell us about it. Well, that was heroic, that effort.
Man, is that something? And he caught that on a spinning reel, one of the van stalls, and that's impressive off of that. And that was a 100-pound fish, if not better. They have been coming into the Pensacola pier there, into that area, which is really interesting. I would use live bait, like a small hardtail or a ballyhoo or something, anything, a cigar minnow. And I would just flat line it out behind the boat and just drift it, you know, slow troll and drift around out there. It's a very phenomenal thing. I think it's because of the low river. Even though that's Florida, the river affects this whole area. Mm-hmm. I think that's why they're coming in. They had a run of, Brandon Barton's over there with Emerald Coast Kayak Charters. He's been fishing with customers. He's been catching their limit a day, I think, which is two per person per day over there with the kayaks. And he's just trolling, like the Rapala, the regular Rapala jerk shads and stuff like that. He's trolling similar lures to that. It's just a phenomenon. If you have a chance to get over there, I think they caught 28 blackfin off the pier the other day. Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing fish. You know, we know what catching a jack and a bull red in a kayak can be. They give you the sleigh ride. But, man, can you imagine 100-pound yellowfin or even those 19, 20-pound blackfins, man? What a fight that's got to be in a kayak.
Oh, yeah. For sure, Don. I mean, I haven't caught a blackfin or a yellowfin out of my kayak. But there you go.
There's your bucket list item for you, Eric.
Now, something that needs to be checked on before somebody goes over there is that license, the Rolf, what's it stand for?
ROLP, Recreational Offshore Landing Permit. You get it free. You just got to get it along with your license when you get it, because it's mandatory and there's no cost to it.
Right. You need to have that license if you're on a kayak. From my understanding, if you're fishing off the pier, it is covered under the $10 or $7 that you pay to get on the pier. Mm-hmm. So, but you do need that on your, because you're a vessel, just like a big boat or a kayak, it doesn't matter. So make sure you get that, because Florida ain't going to play with you. And I'd hate to catch a beautiful fish like that and have it taken away.
You got that right. Erica, Louisiana Kayak Company, somebody wants to get a hold of you and book a trip with you. You provide everything that's necessary. Tell them how to get you.
Oh, man, it's real easy. Just text me or call me, 504-313-8292. Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, can find me. And Instagram and Facebook, just shoot me a message and I'll give you a call back. That's the best way to do it.
Some exciting stuff going on for kayakers now. All good stuff. Thank you, Eric. We'll catch up with you next time, my friend. And get a new rod. Replace that old one you busted up.
Yeah. Maybe somebody will send me one. Who knows?
There you go. Take care,
all right,
buddy.
Don. You have a great one, brother. Bye-bye.
All right. When we come back after this, we're headed to the duck blind of Mike Smith, Louisiana Duck Hunts in Delacroix Island. We'll find out what's happening there. Shooting time has been since 5:54. Have they got any in the bag yet? We'll find out right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we got some duck hunting reports coming up from Captain Mike Smith and also Captain Ryan Lambert and Captain Kirk Stansel out in Hackberry. We're going to cover the coast as best we can. We'll be back to jump in Mike's blind right after we pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we are joined now by Mike Smith, Louisiana Duck Hunts. And, Mike, I'm looking at the flyover report for southeast Louisiana. It says it's the highest since 2017. Wetland habitats are in very good shape. Nearby open area waters contain large rafts of ringneck, gadwall, and coot, all three of which were largely absent in November of last year. The best places for ducks were south of Gibson, the Delacro region, where you are, in the Atchafalaya River, Maine Delta, and the marshes from Hopedale to Burris. Are they accurate? What are you seeing out there so far?
I thought New Year's Eve was December 31st. Sound like World War III out here.
Yeah, really. The fireworks are going off, huh? Well, that's good news. Uh-oh. How's your blind doing?
We got 10 on the water right now and missed a few, and all we need is a few more. But
that's
they had so much shooting. You know how opening day is. It's so ducks coming in TD cars, somebody a mile away shoots, and it flares them. You know how that is, opening day. You can't call it duck opening day. It's impossible. Yeah. Right? It's total chaos.
Yeah, it's more like a dove shoot on opening day when the ducks are there. What are the species you got down?
We have redheads and blue and green whitetail.
Okay. And any ringnecks? Off the charts this year.
You know where they're finding those ringnecks? Around the Desalmen area.
Yeah.
Lake Salvador. Yeah. We might kill one or two a season, you know?
They should be stacked up then.
Yeah, they always have, you know, good amount of ringnecks there. But my other blinds finished already. They have 15 green teal, blue and green wings, and three pintail.
Wow, that's great. What a great start. Uh-oh, we got some action.
Yeah. But, it's pretty good. Pretty good. You know, we get some shooting.
Yeah, well, that's great news. Now, when you're hunting the ringneck, boy, they look so much like a dogri or a scaup. I always go by the head because they've got a much bigger, different-shaped head. There's some difference on the color and the rings on them, but you can't really see that, particularly in a gray light or when they're moving real fast.
Right, exactly. I don't kill enough to even, you know. Sometimes we don't know what it is until it's dead. You know, on ring necks, you know, we don't get them. You know, like I said, we might get one or two a season, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy why they certain areas and they don't like other areas when the habitats are pretty similar. Well, it sounds like the green winged teals was providing most of the shooting around you, huh?
Yeah, we're getting blue wings too. In fact, we got more blue wings than green wings.
Mm-hmm. And where are all these gray ducks? They're reporting a lot of gray ducks in the state, but I guess a lot of those are over in southwest area.
I tell you what, they got around here on the outside waters. You see, everybody rides around places where they're not even supposed to ride around. You know, there's no use going to ride around somebody's lease just to look at birds. And all those big ducks are on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you a video tomorrow and show you the clouds of gadwall, gray ducks.
Yeah.
The teal are the stupid ones. They're the ones that stay. You know, that and the bluebills and the redheads. But all the big ducks are on the outside right now.
Well, glad to hear you and your other guides are having a great opening morning. I'm sure you're on your way to limit out if you got 10 down already, and the other one's already finished, and it's not even an hour been shooting yet. So hopefully that'll hang in there. We'll get a couple more fronts and refresh the troops, you know, for that big Thanksgiving weekend hunt. Tell people how to get you if they want to look at your schedule and get in on some Delacro Island hunting.
504-228-4506, LADuckHunts.com. I got
LA.
Five boats out today. I didn't talk to the other ones to see how they're doing. But thank God it wasn't foggy this morning.
Yeah. Mike, I got a question. Somebody wanted to know that there's some construction going on there at Sweetwater Marina and not much dock space. Do you know anything about what's going on? Are they doing an expansion or renovation or what?
I think it's the people that are working on that marsh restoration that are leaving from there. But I don't see any construction over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put in a big, I don't know, big old fuel tank to fuel up the people that, you know, that are working, that leave out of that area. But I'm not too familiar with that. I'll leave, you know, where I leave my boats at. And
yeah. Well, it sounds like that maybe that construction, you know, the offshore restoration people, that, you know, that operation is kind of taking it over, and the recreationals might have limited space where they can tie up, and they said the cleats are missing. I guess they're not really catering to the recreationals when all that activity's going on with the restoration project. So that's probably the situation, but I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Mike, glad to hear you're doing so good, my friend, and send me some pictures, and we'll check in with you again in the next few weeks.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. There he goes, five-time state duck calling champion. As he said, it doesn't matter on opening day. It's more like a dove shoot. You can't work birds with all the shooting going on. But that's good news. There's a lot of birds in Louisiana right now, and it was kind of questionable. But those fronts evidently brought some in just in time. All right, we're headed to Ryan Lambert's blind down to Cajun Fishing Adventures right there in the Burris area. We'll find out how those guys are doing. And later on, Kirk Stansel joins us from the western edge of the state out in Hackberry Rod and Gun. Back with those reports right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, the plastic man has become the man of steel. Steel shot. It's duck hunting season, opening day in the west zone, Louisiana, and Cajun Fishing Adventures is all over it. Ryan, how many boats you guys got out today?
Seven. Watch them right. Then we got a lot of people. Watch them. Tons of teal.
Yeah, sound like a teal call you're putting on there.
That's all they got, teal. We had four gadwalls coming in decoys, and it's so dead calm. If somebody shoots 4 miles away, they flare the birds.
Yeah.
So, opening day is extremely low water. All the big birds are sitting way out in the Black Bay over there. They've been there for days. They come in at night when the tide comes up. It's like mid-season already, but all week the water's been extremely low. So the big ducks don't like that too much to come in here on low water. But there's a ton of teal. Golly. I mean, tons. Blues and greens. Mm-hmm. Mostly greens, big flocks. But I see all the boys are shooting good. I hear them popping away. So should be good.
Yeah, good opening day. You got a fishing trip planned? Is this a blast and cast?
We've got, I think we're running about 10 boats fishing today between the just fishers and the hunting and fishing, because almost everybody that comes hunting fishes in the evening. So, and we probably got six boats out in the morning. So, yeah, we're real busy, and the fishing is just off the chart. So good. That's two bigger ducks right there. Y'all get ready. Mommy ducks, I guarantee they won't come down.
Yeah, everybody got to be careful. That model duck's got a zero limit on it for the first 15 days of the season, so you got to make sure what your target
is. So hard, and people just don't see it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it went from 3-1. Now it's none for the first 15 days because of habitat loss. We have a lot of them because we have so much habitat, because we've got those 19 diversions over here just growing land like crazy. But in fact, it's about to grow me right out of my blind. I got mud all around me right now.
You might have to start walking to your blind out there pretty soon.
Well, if it does, we just move further out. It makes ponds, so either way, we'll still be good. But it's just amazing how pretty it is this year. I got cut grass growing all around my blind for the first time.
Yeah,
got aquatic vegetation. It's pretty. I don't think today's going to be that great unless we just kill a bunch of teals.
Well, you never know. The birds can move in on you. You know, how hard do you think it's going to be for some people to distinguish that hen pintail?
Don't shoot them. That's buffalo heads. Don't shoot them.
Buffalo heads. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many varieties of birds down here. That's what makes it so special, you know. And then you get three pintails this year as long as you don't kill that female and mess that up. So.
Yeah, people might have a little problem in picking out the hens and the drakes, you know, especially before they get their good colors on those drakes.
Yeah, you know? But you got that long, beautiful neck on them drakes, you know, that's so nice.
Yeah, you say that, and I say that because we've been hunting for all these decades, and we've seen a lot of them. But, you know, young hunters that don't get to see a lot of birds, it's hard for them to pick out no model ducks and, you know, one scaup and, you know, from a ringneck and then pintails and mallards and males and the females. You need to know what you're doing or have somebody with you.
I had a game warden last year come to the launch, and he'd go check. He said, "Oh, Ryan, I ain't checking you. No, you ain't got it." I said, "You made some cases?" He said, "Yeah, I got 9 female gray ducks." I looked at him, and everyone's a female pintail. Every one of them, female pintail. They said, "Yeah, these are female gray ducks."
Yeah, well, sometimes it's difficult to tell unless you really see them a lot, or you know the sounds they make, or the wing beats on them are different. You know, you got to study.
A little easier when they're with a big old flock of males, too, you know. Watch these up top guys. Boy, even the teal are kind of flying high. Everything's spooked without all the action. I got one blind on the lease I got to go deal with after a while.
How's the dogs doing?
Oh, they're great. They're great. Actually, I got 3 dogs. I got Manuel's dog and my dog and my 2 dogs in the blind with me right now. So, yeah, they're doing good. They're ready. They were driving me crazy is what they were doing.
They look forward to opening day more than we do, I think.
I tell you what, the fishing, I don't care what you want to catch. You could go catch it right now from cobias and snappers and triple tails and specks and reds and sheepheads, black drums. I mean, the fish is this is the best fall I've seen in a number of years.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Well, got low river. You know, we didn't have any storms that destroyed the SAV and the vegetation, so things are looking good as we head into the holiday season. Somebody wants to get in with you. I know you know you got limited days because of the tides and all that kind of stuff. Somebody wants to squeeze in a trip, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, we got very few spots right around Thanksgiving and right after Christmas. I got a couple left, and they can go to Cajun Fishing Adventures and check it out, or they can call me direct at 504-559-5111. And we'll try to squeeze you in, but we're busy. Oh, fishing, I can squeeze in some fishing. It's great this time of year. So
great time of
year.
Come
on, get them.
And I can attest that Ryan can answer the phone while he calls ducks and shoots at them at the same time and talk on the phone. He's the only person I ever met could do all of that at one time. and control the dog, too.
Yeah, that's the hard part, trying to watch the bird, make sure nobody's shooting in them, you know.
Well, y'all don't have too much fun. Don't take it all up, and we'll see you next week.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
There goes Captain Ryan Lambert and his dog Kenley and all the other ones. All right, when we come back after this, we headed west. Looking good in Delacroix, looking good down there in Burris. How about out west in the Hackberry area where Hackberry Rod and Gun operates? We'll check in with Captain Kirk Stansel right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we talked with Captain Kirk live from the duck blind of Hackberry Rod and Gun. And looks like this, the Southwest Louisiana report said there's 704,000 ducks. And that estimate is the highest November estimate in the last 4 years, and it's 114% better than what it was last year. There's submerged aquatic vegetation, widespread. The ag fields are still very dry, which could benefit the people hunting the marsh. And the marsh habitat south of Grand Lake, including the Rockefeller Refuge, had the largest concentration of ducks during the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries flyover. Captain Kirk, are they accurate on that?
Don, you there?
Yeah. Are they accurate with their report on the flyover about how many ducks you guys have over your way?
Oh, wait a minute. We got some teal coming in.
All right. Get them.
Cut them. Hey. I said cut them. Cut at them.
Sometimes it happens that way. Those teal
That's
can
right.
come in and buzz.
A lot
quick.
Of air around a duck. A lot of air around them.
Yep. Well, have you got any on the water?
We've got 4, and it is dead calm. If we're seeing birds, they just won't do anything. Of course, you know, they're shooting all around, and they're kind of shell-shocked. And the calm weather's what's really killing us.
Mm-hmm. But the birds are there. You've seen some populations there during the week.
Yeah, we're seeing some birds. I mean, not as many as we saw last weekend on the youth weekend. We saw more birds early. But
Hopefully things will change, and you know, they'll get to moving, and a little bit later on, maybe the wind will pick up a little bit and get them moving. Of course, a lot of times when people start going out to fish or they're returning early from a trip, that gets the birds moving too. Have we lost Captain Kirk? I think we might have lost him. Maybe he's got his gun ready. Ducks are coming in. We lost him. Okay. Well, I don't think we have time to get him back, but that was the report there. Did get some text messages in from some of them out there. Also, lots of comments on the Pogie issue. And we've got Uncle Dave checking in from Happy Jack. He brought Rachel Shelby, Alex Blake, and Don Volpe. He's got young adults to bring him luck. He's fishing in Happy Jack. Someone says, look for, if you're going to want to know where the fish are feeding, check out the red-winged blackbirds in the marsh. I've heard that before. I'm not sure about it. And the worm says he was working the overnight shift, but he's going fishing tomorrow. He would like me to help convince Mrs. Worm to going fishing with him. Sure, Mrs. Worm, get in a boat and go. Bring a book if you don't like to fish. It'll be wonderful just to get out and breathe some of that fresh air on the open waters. And here's one that says there's going to be a lot of Caribbean vacations taken by Louisiana legislators this coming year. Compliments of Omega Protein. Louisiana politics at its best. That's from our regular listener, Old Man Sam. And this one says, good morning, Don. As you are aware, the governor never misses an opportunity to voice his opinion. Look at the LSU coaching situation. I bet that he remains mum on the Pogies while he counts his contributions. Typical politics for us. Try to get him on the show, but be careful of your ratings. That's from our friend, the Lafayette Yakker. Well, I'm still going to try to get him on or at least give us a statement, but so far, no luck. Someone wants to know if Elon Musk is going to invent a boat that steers itself like the cars. I don't think I would trust that. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Been a great show. Thanks for tuning in this morning, and each and every morning we'll be back again to do this next Saturday morning. 5 to 7 a.m., we do it each and every Saturday. Got the LSU pregame coming up on some of these stations, and then the game follows that. We'll see you next week on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.